Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. And in today's episode, I'm going to be discussing people who have packed on some pandemic pounds, gained that quarantine 15, gained those COVID pounds. You get the point. For a lot of people, the lockdown has represented a lot of things. Some of those being poor eating habits, less activity, a lot of Zoom meetings, and a lot of mental stress. I talked about the pandemic and fitness on a recent interview. And I mentioned that while this has most certainly been a year of stressful moments, a year of inconveniences, a year of unexpected obstacles, it's also a time of opportunity. Some of our favorite companies, some of our favorite leaders, have had their origins arise out of some of the worst times and periods in history. Now, stress is something that people immediately think of as a negative, but stress comes down to your perception. And in this episode, I'm going to share three habits that you can use to help begin to get rid of those pandemic pounds. And essentially, take back control of your life and stop letting life dictate to you. A friend of mine told me years ago that our circumstances should have no effect on our commitment. And if you were anything like me at that time and point, the next thought that comes to mind, but you don't understand my situation, or it's not that simple. You just don't get it. I'm different. This situation's not like others. And there's many more potential thoughts and reasons that can come to your head at this time. But just remember that excuses sound best to those who make them. I should say this again. Excuses sound best to those who make them. I've had some friends who have ballooned up during this period, and they put a pause to everything in their life. They're sitting on idle, and they're waiting for the light to turn green again. They're waiting to be given the okay to put their foot on the gas pedal again. But I've also had some friends in this time who are kicking ass. They're in the best shape of their life. They're creating the reality that they truly desire. And we ultimately all have a choice to do this. Do you take the thought of the average person and blame external circumstances for your fitness and life right now? Or do you turn shit into sugar, as 50 Cent says in the 50th Law? This is a great time to go all in, and a lot of my previous podcast guests have mentioned this as well. This is a great time to separate yourself from the competition. This is a great time to create even more distance from the competition. While everyone else is contracting, clinging to what they have, and pulling back, you can do the opposite and come out of this an entirely new and optimized version of yourself. So if you're wanting to start thriving in a time when most are just trying to survive, There are three unique and critical habits that must be adopted right now to handle these unique times that we're in. So let's dive into these habits. So the very first habit, leverage the 10 by 10 by 10 rule so you can improve your decision making. So I don't remember how I exactly came upon this rule, but I saw it from Susie Welch. And I love the idea of it. I love the simplicity of it. This rule consists of three questions. How will you feel about it 10 minutes from now? How about 10 months from now? How about 10 years from now? It's easy to lose perspective. It's easy to lose our grip on reality when the pressure is up and when stress is mounting from all sorts of angles. It's easy to become blinded by emotion. It's easy to make decisions based on your feelings rather than facts and principles and values. In these moments, you can overemphasize the short term and underemphasize the long term. You can trade short-term pleasures for long-term agony. You can have your extra alcohol, your sweets, sitting on your computer, and your brain can convince you that you're doing it all for the right reasons. It's totally justifiable. That is the beauty of the human system. It is adaptable to whatever we give it. Doesn't mean that it's optimal, but it can help us survive. But there's a difference between surviving and thriving. We don't have to be a slave to our emotions. They do not have to be driving us, steering us. And that's why this 10 by 10 by 10 rule is so valuable right now in today's world. So when you think about skipping that workout so you can work more, grind more, hustle more, or shortening your sleep, or half-assing your nutrition, or not seeking out accountability and structure to keep you on track, think of those three questions. Let's go over those again. How will you feel about your decision 10 minutes from now? How about 10 months from now? You have a body and a life that's vastly improved. Or 10 months from now, you're exactly the same. And those dreams and goals, they're still far away. How about 10 years from now, looking even further into timeline? You have youthful longevity on your side. Age has become irrelevant for you. You're aging like a fine wine. Or do you have those aches and pains, feelings that time has just flown by? Where did time go? And you're aging more like milk. So when it comes to making better decisions, remind yourself that what you do today will most certainly have consequences tomorrow. And this can be good or bad, ideal or non-ideal. The right decisions are the toughest decisions because they require delayed gratification. And that's a price that many are not willing to pay. Patience is most certainly a superpower. So habit number two, focus on managing your energy, not your time. Your real problem isn't time. It's your energy. I need to say this again. Your real problem isn't time. It's your energy. You don't have a time management problem. You have an energy management problem. During this time, there's a handful of buckets that many find themselves in when it comes to their energy. The most desirable one that we all should aspire to be in is the bucket of where you're in flow, where you're feeling balanced. But on the other end of this continuum, you have someone who doesn't have enough energy because they're inactive, they're bored, they're not challenging themselves enough throughout the daily basis, their mind has gone dull. No type of energy is being generated here. This person doesn't train consistently. This person isn't fulfilled with their life and work right now. The other person, which probably fits most of the listeners out there, this type of person, they're overloaded, they're overwhelmed, and they're exhausted. You're not lazy. You're not close to being lazy. And you don't lack in ambition, and you don't lack in motivation. But you're still devoid of energy because you're too spread out. You're pulled in many directions. You have no strategy. You're trying to juggle numerous things, and you just don't get enough rest and restoration. And a big part of eradicating, eviscerating these pandemic pounds, a big part to getting back in tip-top shape is to become a better manager of your energy. And I want to make energy something that you can practically see and have an easier visual of. I don't want it to be this woo-woo concept. So I'm going to break this energy thing down into four key categories. So the first one, the most obvious, is your body. This is physical energy: sleep, nutrition, movement, posture. And so when we're thinking about this physical energy, do you have a practice that you consistently use to renew and build the necessary physical energy to keep you performing optimally? The second part is your mind. There are so many invisible influencers in our lives, and managing your thoughts, controlling what you give focus and attention to, and your ruminations, they all matter. These things, they lead to feelings, which then lead to actions such as procrastination. And if it's not directed in the right manner, your mind can lead you to not taking action when it comes to your physical fitness. Your mind can lead you to not going all in with your business, to not pushing the pedal to the metal right now when you should be. So when it comes to taking care of our mental energy, it's important to develop some sort of mindfulness practice, some sort of chanting practice, prayer, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. Just find something that helps you address your mental world. The third one is your emotions. So we have self-regulation, we have self-awareness, and addressing your feelings. This is simply consisting of what most people think of when it comes to their emotions. Now we have unregulated emotions, and when we have unregulated emotions, this is where we can see things such as binge eating, using alcohol to numb our feelings and our worries, finding some sort of vice to help us escape our current reality or whatever it is that is causing us pain right now. For some people, sometimes it's looking at their financial statements. For some, it's having to be around people they don't necessarily want to be around. Whatever the sort of vice is, it can affect your emotions, and you have to find a way to reel that in. So as you think about emotions, another good thing to ask yourself is, how do you do stress? I love to ask clients this. How do you do stress? It's a weird question to ask, and they just look at you like you're crazy. But how do you stress? We all stress differently. Some people stress and they binge eat. Some people stress and they, like I said, they drink alcohol. Some people stress and they go to social media. They go to TV. They go to ice cream. They find something to bleed pleasure into their life to give them a sense of dopamine. It is very critical, and it's important that you identify what your vices are. And the reason why I talk about stress a lot, stress is ultimately, as I said earlier, it's created based upon our perceptions. What's an obstacle to someone can be an opportunity for growth to someone else. It simply comes down to the lenses for which you see the situation. Pivoting a business is a stressor to some, and it's an opportunity for even more growth long-term to someone else, because the lens through which they see it is totally different. And the last part of the energy spectrum is your spiritual world. So don't tune me out here. Don't stop the episode here. Don't do it. I'm not going all woo-woo-y on you. I'm not going to tell you to get some energy crystals or any of that stuff, though I don't really have an issue with it, but I don't really know much. I don't really know a lot about it still yet. So that's another whole topic. But simply think of your spiritual world as your purpose, your mission, your North Star. And to help yourself here, it's to be clear on what's important to you. Think of your values and your principles. Live your core values to adopt a more coherent lifestyle. Find a reason why you must continually practice these optimal health behaviors. Is it to continue to do marathons? Is it grandkids? Is it climbing mountains? Is it walking your daughter down the aisle? Is it showing up in your business as the best you? Is it proving others wrong? Is it just to be super hot, to be a magnet no matter where you go? It doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter. And who cares what the reason is? Just know what's fueling you. What's fueling your rhyme and reason to doing these things on a daily basis? The last habit is to reestablish some structure based on your new normal. What's the new normal? It's such a buzzword now. The new normal, the new normal, the new normal. We hear it all the time. I'm so tired of that word, but I wanted to use this word here just because it's something that is easily understood. Now, each of us in some form or fashion has been affected by the lockdowns. There's no denying that. This is a very unique time in history where every single human on this planet has in some form or fashion been affected by what's going on. No one is left unscathed. We all can sit down, have a glass of wine, a cup of tea, and talk about something pandemic or lockdown related. But how we are affected is different. Some could be physical, some could be mental, others can be emotional, and some, it can just be a very big inconvenience right now and has made you make a few pivots in the way that you typically would not have expected to at this time. And in Buddhism, as I'm constantly reminded, desire and ignorance lie at the root of suffering. And with most people who have packed on some of those pandemic pounds and in general let their sword become a little dull, let their ambitions wither away a little bit, that fire that was stoking inside of them has kind of been dimmed out a little bit. What has happened with these people? Desire and ignorance has lied at the root of those things as well. Desire for things to be the way they used to be, clinging to the way the world was over a year ago. Clinging, having a desire for your normal conveniences to come back. Desire for things to be easier, an ignorance for thinking you could do the same thing you did before all this nonsense transpired. Ignorance for eating like you did pre-lockdown, even though your entire lifestyle and activity level has significantly been reduced. Ignorance for having no strategy or accountability and being surprised that you are 10 to 20 pounds overweight right now. That's ignorance. But here's the good news. It's great news, actually. You can change all of this immediately by making a simple decision and committing to actually doing it. Your environment is huge, and it must be accounted for in this quote-unquote new normal. Your home, you are home for the majority of the time these days. That means the refrigerator is just a few steps away. The kitchen is always open. It's a 24/7 diner. Food is easily accessible. Think about this. During a typical week, you would be traveling between meetings, walking throughout the city, and this would regiment your eating schedule and food to by default to a certain extent. And now should be no different. So maybe you're most likely not going to do everything exactly the same. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a plan. So put yourself back on a schedule that's based on this new current reality that you have right now. This current reality that you're thrown into right now. Don't follow a diet. Follow a framework. Have a standard order of operations. Have a standard order of meals that you'll consistently use. So perhaps breakfast is always a smoothie and it's packed with protein, it's packed with fruits and veggies and a host of other nutritional beneficial items. That is the standard that you do every morning. There's nothing to think about. You're not going to waste any mental energy on this. It's always your smoothie. A business has a standard order of operations, and upgrading your human system needs the same thing. So I ask you, what is your standard order of operations to executing? How do you expect to upgrade your human system? What is your plan? What is your order of operations? This must be ironed out. Now, if you would like complete support when it comes to upgrading your human system, where nothing is left to chance through a comprehensive and detailed N of one approach, then I would be happy to talk with you. If not, I hope the podcast continues to serve you. Whether it's the podcast or whether it's getting on the phone with you, I love to help you go from where you are to where you ultimately want to be, which is the most enhanced version of yourself. So as we land this ship, remember that this too shall pass. Face-to-face meetings, nightclubs, sporting events, and everything else in between. All these other events that was going on over a year ago, they will come back in full force. Will you come out of this a healthier, a smarter, a better looking, and high performing version of yourself? Or will you have dipped and slid in not a good direction like a lot of the other people have? So where there's chaos, where there's obstacles, where there's distractions, there's also an abundant amount of opportunity for growth and expansion in every single facet of life. But it all starts with your health and energy. And with that said, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me for another episode. And until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N-of-1 journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartofitnessandlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartofitnessandlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.